Tim. You there? Hey. Tim. Tim.
Hey, Kenny, there? How are you? It's a fake call. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad you called, man. Where are you at?
All right. I wanted to get you on the show. Let me just introduce the show. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. And it is 8:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And this is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Unterrible in Toronto, Unterrible, Canada. And my guest is the famous Ken from Louisiana. So you're my guest tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we can have a little discussion about some things, possibly.
Yeah, we can. Well, you called in yesterday randomly, and I thought we know you from the bigvirushoax.com.
And right, I thought I did a few Zooms.
We did some Zooms when he was Zooming away. And if anyone wants to call in tonight and talk to myself and Ken, you can. The number, of course, is 810-666-1984, and Ken has called that number. Or in Canada, it's 902-400-1984. And we don't really have an agenda tonight. I just thought I'd say hi to Ken and talk about the virus, the vaccine, the great big reset, everything like that. Maybe go through my blog a bit. Do you read the blog, Ken?
I haven't been able to lately. Because of my mom and the stroke. She had the stroke 7 days ago.
Right.
And we're all wore out. My dad, I don't know if he can make it, but he's hanging in there. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
He's 88 and he's having broken sleep. He stays in the room with my mom and they come in there every 2 hours and turn on the lights and, He drives home during the day and gets a nap, and then he goes back and stays the night.
All right.
And so
what's your take on all this vaccine stuff? Do you think it's the vaccine that is the problem with their health?
Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure of anything. I just know that her mother, when she got to her final days, made it to 90, okay?
Wow.
And my grandfather, her father, he didn't live that long, but he never stroked out. He just had cancer and then passed away from that. But my mom struck. She had a hard stroke. It went to 5 locations in the brain. And they scanned it and found the damaged areas. And so I blame it on the vaccine. She had 2 shots of Moderna. And
so other than your parents, do you have any evidence of death and destruction from the vaccine?
Well, I've got a Bell's palsy friend, and I've got a heart attack friend, and they were vaccinated. And then we've had a mountain biker in the Baton Rouge area that died quickly.
Yeah. Are any of these people you can verify? Or are these all
well,
just stories?
No, those names can be brought. But I'm just saying that the mountain biker guy, his wife attends a spin class by a friend of mine, and she posted the death on Facebook, and she said that he had just been vaccinated, and they censored it. And that's the very day that I turned my Facebook to inactive, and that was right after the first of the year. I went ahead and put it inactive.
All right,
and I haven't been on Facebook since, and that's a shame because, you know, they're the hub for the whole world, you know, for finding old friends and watching the kids grow up and you know, vacation pictures.
But why did you turn off? Why did you turn off your Facebook?
Because they censored that story, and I cannot, in my heart, be a part of a company that's going to play God that way.
Oh, okay.
They censor vital social information. And when I say social information, I'm talking about all the way down to the toenail.
Right.
With medicine and everything. They don't pick that. And so in the meantime, I'm not going to be on there. I feel so much better since I shut it off. I didn't use it a lot anyway.
I was going to tell you to join Tiago's group, Silence No More, or whatever they call it. Tiago and I are probably going to do a test run this Wednesday. If you go to fakeologist.com/live, you're going to see that he's on the schedule for Wednesday.
Okay.
Is it Wednesday?
Okay.
No, it's tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow we're going to do a quick test to see if we can address his entire 8,000 member Facebook group.
Okay.
So make sure you tune into that. That will be fun.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot. I'm pretty frazzled now. I contacted administration at the hospital yesterday about getting a heavy metal screen of her blood.
What about a D-dimer?
Are
you aware of the D-dimer test?
Oh, absolutely.
That would be more useful, because if she is at a risk for clotting, you'd want her to be on some kind of thinners. I've often thought that if someone was on thinners, that would help out clotting. Makes sense to me.
What? No, did you see any of the Mike Adams on InfoWars today?
No. I usually don't watch InfoWars. What's he up to?
Well, then let me tell you what. This stuff doesn't look good. These doctors the guys that do the cremation and put the stuff in them, what do they call that? When they do the autopsy and embalm and all that, they're pulling these things out of the veins. First of all, they have to drain the blood out, and it's clogging up. And so they're going, well, heck, why is this blood not coming out? And so they get a tweezer and they pull it, and it's a big, long tapeworm.
I've seen that. It's pretty gross.
I don't know how to judge truth much. I don't trust Nancy Pelosi with the truth, but I trust Dr. Carrie Madej more than I trust Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi's number three in power in our country, you know. And so you have to kind of take a shot at the truth, you know, or you just kind of wander around not knowing what is the truth. But I mean, we all have to make a stab for it somehow. And anyway, I don't know what's disinformation or not. I just know that my mom definitely stroked very hard. She was vaccinated 1 year ago. And
is that close enough temporally to make a deduction, you think?
To me, yes. I figured that she would probably make it a little further than that. And they may have, maybe they robbed us of 5 years or so, but it's enough to make you mad, you know, and when it's your mom, you know, you want to get answers. So anyway, I called the administration at the hospital. I said, my father and I have agreed to pay for a heavy metal screen for her blood. And how hard can it be, Tim, to pull out a couple of drops of blood or whatever and check it for a heavy metal? Well, the doctor told the admin that it was not necessary. And so these people won't even allow us to find out if she's got graphene in her blood or something else.
All right.
And when they said that, and so I don't even know if I'm going to get to go back to the hospital tomorrow, because I told the lady, I said, if he's not going to let us test her blood for heavy metals, then he's paid off, he's in on it, and he's a murderer.
Whoa.
And I told that.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the... You're giving some direct talk.
And you know what she said? She said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Wow. Oh, you're really going... You're not letting off. Are you videoing any of this with your phone?
No, man. I'm sure they recorded that. I mean, with people cussing them out every day, they probably record everything, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the hospital's just been horrible. Her lung was collapsed today, and it was on the side that the tube was in that went into her stomach to give her this formula that they have that they give stroke people, I guess. She can't swallow. And so they run the tube down the throat. Then I called my neighbor and I told her they were going to put the tube in tomorrow for feeding. And she said, oh, they didn't do that yet. They usually do that like the first day. And here it is 7 days and they haven't put the feeding tube in her stomach yet. And so I told the lady, I said, look, I'm going to move her. And then she said, the doctor doesn't feel like he has to answer to anyone that's not the first in line in the family. In other words, the one that makes the decisions, which is my father. But you see, my dad's 88 and he doesn't have the ability to reason like he was. He was an engineer, smart, smart human being, but he's at the very, he's kind of at the end of his ability to think. And so I told my dad, I said, look, they're not going to test her blood for any heavy metals. And because I requested it and we told them we would pay for it out of our pocket. And they still denied it. And so I told the lady, look, I'm going to move her out of this hospital. And I told her that this hospital is negligent and that the doctor would not allow us to do a heavy metal screen, that he's a murderer and he's in on it. And that's where I'm at right now. And I'm sweating. I've been sweating since I got home because it's just got me so wound up.
Right, right. Well, you're doing the good fight. Now, yeah.
These tubers that they're pulling out of these autopsies or these embalming sessions. I mean, am I supposed to just think that that's made up? I mean, I know it could be, but I mean, when you look at them, they just look god awful. It's like a big tapeworm. And it's just, it'll make your stomach turn when you watch it. That was on today, and I took a picture off the screen of some of these clots. You know, and this whole blood clotting phenomenon ends up that it's not the blood clotting at all. It's these things that are growing in the blood.
Well, I go with the blood clot, the thick clot, but I don't know what a normal. All I know is that the embalmers are saying they're having a hell of a time trying to drain the blood so they can put in the embalming fluid to preserve the body for the funeral. That seems reasonable to me. They've never seen this kind of clotting. It doesn't really have to be.
And no, but they take a tweezer and they grab it and pull it. And it just keeps coming.
Right. So it's severely clotted, which is gross. It's really gross.
And so anyway, when you look at it, and this is just me taking a guess now, you know, the graphene oxide is clear. It's not black. It's a clear, it's very hard. It's honeycombed, and I think that these tubers are those all gathered together in a big long line, and they get their color from the blood, and it stains the and when you look at it, if you think of it as graphene oxide that's stained by blood, then that's kind of what you kind of get. Now, I know it's obviously changing colors once it comes out and hits the air because blood does that anyway. It's not red when it's in the body. It only turns red when it hits the air. And so, I don't know. Anyway.
Very suspicious.
It's been a tough 7 days. It's been the worst days of my life, to be honest with you. But, you know, I did my crying about a year ago when they took the shots. Well, my dad took one, and then I talked him out of the second one. But my mom took the two.
How did they get the shot? Did they have to go somewhere, or did someone come to them?
Yeah, you go to a parking lot, and you drive in, and then they swab you and stick you.
Who did it in a park? Who goes to a parking lot to get a medical procedure? Doesn't that on its own sound crazy?
Well, that's been the whole stink of this thing, is the hospitals, they want you to get vaccinated, but they're not going to take on the task.
Exactly. What does that tell you? That the so who is doing the administration? Do they just hire these people out of the unemployment lines to poke people? Is there any kind of medical screening, or they just find a soft part of the arm and jab them?
And then some people react right on the spot.
And who's there to help? Are there paramedics there waiting?
Yes, they do. They have the team there to handle the trauma.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Absolutely. And look, they had that big mass vaccination in Australia where they brought all the kids in there.
Yeah, well, they tried to do that in Canada up at the hockey arena too. So that happened that happened only once or so, as far as I can tell.
But anyway, you never could get a story about that, but the underbelly of the people that send out, news said that 12 kids died on the day of the injections.
Wow.
And that was another unverifiable number, but somebody's saying it, and I don't know. Like I said, after hanging out with you, I am more skeptical of things, but somewhere in there, the truth lies, and we got to dig it out somehow.
Well, we're digging it. And Diego and I get together tomorrow. We're going to open up the phone lines like they're open now. Anyone who wants to call in off his Facebook page, and we're going to see if we can get some more stories, because they're starting to pile in now. Now the stories are coming in, and it's sick.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't even know if they're going to let me in the hospital tomorrow because I called the doctor a murderer.
That is quite interesting, quite harsh, but I can see your passion there, buddy.
Yeah, and I mean, all it is a little blood test. I mean, how hard can it be?
Can we go back to the beginning where you and I met on the bigvirushoax.com? Are you keeping in touch with Mike or Brian?
No, Brian, I call him all the time, and then he never contacts me, but I decided to go ahead and let him return, and so I've been waiting a good while. He hasn't tried to reach out to me, so
I'm
just kind of letting him have it. But I would always call him at least, once every couple of days or so, and then, if people don't return, then you just have to kind of hang up your hat, And Mikey, he's talking militia now.
Yeah, Mike is what do you think of that?
He's got about a three-man militia going on now. And I try to give him advice, but he never takes my advice, He wanted to call it Patriot Warriors or something, and I'm like, nobody's going to join that. I was trying to come up with something a little more encompassing, and I came up with American Neighborhoods United, and he didn't like that. It was too passive.
Right.
And that's okay. But anyway, if you want to start a militia, I think the first place to start would be with the NRA and try to find out who the member or some of the local members might be, and you can meet up with them. But in this country, good and well, you can't begin or start any kind of an organization. They infiltrate them and ruin them from the inside out. They do it every time.
Yeah, or they lead them, like the NRA. I'm just looking at the chat today. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, and of course, FacoTube. In the chat, we have, hello, Tunax. Hello, Don't Be a Dog's Body. Don't Be a Dog's Body says, sadly, standard of care. It's legal but unlawfully criminal. Read Dr. Jennifer Daniels' book, The Lethal Dose. Yeah, standard of care is it can be a very dangerous thing where the doctors don't really do any thinking. They just go by the standard of care, which is a protocol. And there's no real interpretation of each individual case. They just go through the standard of care. So I got to get Dr. Daniels on. Anyone knows how to reach her, tell her to get a hold of me at fakeologist.com/contact. And don't forget, if anyone wants to talk to me or Kenny, call the toll-free number 810-666-1984 and then press 1. Press 1. Actually, I have to put that into the instructions here. Press number 1 on connecting. Yes, go ahead, Kenny.
I've been watching Kim Mitchell. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but I always like to talk about Kim when I call, because I'm a big fan of Kim. And he just did Here Among the Cats on a little short little clip, and it's really kind of good. He's singing really well right now.
Oh, okay.
Like he's got his air back a little bit. You can always tell when he gets on the high notes. He always had such a great high pitch quality to his voice. And
nice.
When he had his heart event, he just didn't have any air when he came out of that. He was weak, but man, he's coming back. He's got his voice is really, really kicking now.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, fakeologist, you can add me on Skype. I can talk at fakeologist. Just search for fakeologist and you can get a hold of me that way. That's another way to get a hold of me on Skype. So we got lots of ways to get through. We also have a Discord server that's kind of quiet lately, fake11.com/Discord. All right, why don't we just quickly look over at the blog. You go to FacoTube still, Kenny?
Yeah, I just haven't been able to do it much lately. I've been tied up. Summer's coming on. I've got grass to cut, and it grows down here in like 3 days. It's ready, you know? So it's
yeah,
like
we have it growing pretty good here. Have you ever heard of Babe Didrikson Zaharias?
No.
She was supposed to be the greatest female athlete ever from the 1930s up to the 50s.
Oh.
Can you believe even back then they had men dressing up as women and pretending to be women and competing and then winning everything because they are men? Isn't that stunning?
But how do you tuck that thing away where they can't see it?
I don't know.
I mean, do you like put it up in your crack of your butt or something? I'm trying to figure that out.
I am too. Well, I wonder what kind of surgery they do sometimes, or just the old sticky tape, or yeah, it's quite crazy. But somebody was digging through the archives, and if you go to egi.fakeologist.com, where I post a lot of my other research, of course, and also fakeologist.com/forums2, that's where we discuss a lot of this in the EGI forums. If you go to Fakeologist Forums right here, and then you scroll down to Elite Gender Inversion, you're going to find a lot of great stuff here. Make sure you check that out, Kenny.
Okay. Hey, I saw that your buddy Trudeau's going to, he says that you don't have a right to defend yourself with a handgun.
Yeah.
That was a headline.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, I tell people down here that Canada is just like the United States. They're next to each other, and so they're basically the same country. It's just there's a border there, and there's a different name, but you know, the families are the same, and the kids are the same, and it's just strange, you know, that all of that's going on up there, and the outrage from America just seems to be, I don't know. It looks to me like our country is distracted, you know, or they're just not the same. You know, patriots and people who were in the war and remember World War II and Vietnam and all, those people are all moved on. And so the people now that are living in America they're thinking about other things, and they just don't get involved in politics much, I don't think. And so then,
well, I don't think they ever have, but now would be a great time to get involved and figure out what's going on. And, just as you were talking, I activated a few members here. Ooh, we got a few new members here. So on the Fakeologist forums. So, be patient with me when you guys need to be activated, but I will try and activate you guys as soon as I can. So thank you for all you guys that come on to the forums and get a password there. But I will activate all you guys as soon as possible. So Kenny, you can make sure you get a username on the forums as well if you want to keep track of the different sections there. We're gonna act.
Well, it may be a few days before I can get going on something like that. But I always check your emails. You know, you do send me out emails on a daily basis, and I read those always.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and if you want to get on my email list, just send me an email at im@fakeologist.com, and I will put you on the email list as well. Would you make use of a text service if I texted you when the show went live? Would that be something that you think would be beneficial?
Oh, that's fine. I you know, because I know who you are. It's just the ones that come in that I don't know who they are. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I definitely would love that.
Yeah, I've got to work on that. The IPS channel is doing that, so I'm going to have to get that going there.
You know, the saddest thing for me right now is that if I try to get a heavy metal test, to be thought of as insane is starting to weigh me down. I'm not appreciating that. And these people, the doctor told us, it was a very pretty young doctor, female, and she took all three shots.
But did she really? Would she tell you the truth on that? Because they're just agents of the big pharma. And I think it's...
Well, let me tell you what. Look, the nurse was there. It was a young man. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm vaccinated. But then when the doctor left, he's like, I'm not really vaccinated. I just have to say that.
See? Isn't that stunning? Wow. How many of them are doing that? See, that's what I think. They see the danger.
He was in the room with his superior, and he had to lie about it. And she probably didn't even know, but he was working in Dallas at a hospital, and they mandated that thing on him. And they said, if you're not going to take it, then you got to go. And so he went to another place where they didn't need the mandate or didn't have the mandate. And then he went back to work, and he filed a religious exemption. And then, of course, I mentioned Peggy Hall, and he didn't know who that was, but he got it. Somehow, you know, Peggy's been guiding people with religious exemptions and doing a good job at it. And this guy got his religious exemption somehow. He's got tattoos on his arm. It didn't matter. You know?
Yeah, I haven't really been following Peggy Hall. But, yeah, I would say that you can get out of it. You just have to be crafty about it.
He did it. But he couldn't mention it with the doctor in the room. He waited until they left. And then I mentioned SM-102, and he had never heard of it.
Isn't it strange that the people right in the business are they're just not doing their own research? Isn't that crazy?
Now, I'm just a musician, man. And how is it I know more than they do? I don't get it.
Well, you're
not. I tune into lots of different things, and I've always dug for information. Hey, look, when David Icke put out The Biggest Secret, I think it was 1999, I was standing there looking at that book in Barnes & Noble. And who's not going to grab that book? It says The Biggest Secret. I mean, I guess a lot of people would walk right by it. If somebody said, I got The Biggest Secret right here, wouldn't you want to grab that book and look at it?
Yeah, so you've been looking into this for a long, 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 long time, haven't you?
Well, it started with the Bill Cooper video. It was a lecture, and it was real dirty video. It had been re-recorded so many times. It had a lot of snow, but you could hear the audio. And he went down the list, you know, and I started checking it off, and sure enough, some of it was correct. And so that's where it began with me.
Yeah, there's a good YouTube channel where somebody's digging up all the old Bill Cooper stuff. I highly recommend it. It's still relevant to this day. It's crazy. Do you ever go over some of the old stuff?
I do. I pull up Bill Cooper lectures every now and then and watch them because, you know, some of them are better than others, but he was exposing a lot of stuff, and they had to get rid of him, and so they finally did. But, man, it was just – I don't know what it is about me, but I love conspiracy theory, and I thought about making a T-shirt that says, I love conspiracy theory, and just wearing it, you know, because it's the stuff that could be true maybe or maybe not, and – you know, it just intrigued me way back, and the Illuminati and the dollar bill and the pyramid with the all-seeing eye and all of that. You know, that's all in the list.
Well, conspiracy is history. That's the way I look at it. It is the nature of history. It's the nature of man to conspire together. To make things occur, make things happen.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's been crazy and I've enjoyed it, but you know, I've always been able to detach with music and learning the guitar. You know, your brain starts to blow out, you just try to learn a scale or some chord melody or something, you know. And just to get your mind off of it. But, I used to dig in, you know, the older you get, you would think you would get better, but there comes a day where the intake gets, choked a little bit, you know.
Take a look at this little video.
Now we will listen to Matthew Arrett's testimony.
That people who seem intelligent, you're like, how could so many of my friends, my family members, people I know who are so intelligent, in the sense that they're educated, some of them have PhDs, and why is it that they don't have an ability to think about conspiracy? Why do they just emotionally, intellectually break down?
If you are starting to feel like the forces controlling the governments of the West are out to get you, then you are either a paranoid nut job or a stubborn realist. For the former, the tinfoil hat-wearing strata of conspiracy theorists waiting in a bunker for aliens to either strike down or save society from the shape-shifting lizard people, your choices are pretty clear. For the latter, the more rational, free-thinking skeptics, a darker but more real world of shadow governments and assassinated patriots takes shape, and certain conclusions tend to arise.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
The first conclusion you would likely arrive at is that the United States government was just put through its first coup in over 58 years.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago...
Were you alive when JFK was president? Pretty close, no?
No, I was born in 60.
Okay, so you were alive.
And I was 3 years old, and it was so traumatic. I kind of remember my mom crying. That's all I remember.
Do you think he was a good guy? One of the good guys? Or do you think he was in on it?
Oh, absolutely in on it. You know, they have a statue of him with angel wings.
Really?
I read about that in The Biggest Secret. It was a statue. I'm not sure where it is. But
I'll do a search on presearch.org.
Yeah, there's a statue of Kennedy with angel wings. And so, anyway, it's the family and the family name. It was Kennedy, I think, and it was Irish, Tipperary, somewhere up in there. And anyway, yeah, that family came over here, and of course, his father was the Seagrams. Mogul.
Are you talking? That's Bronfman, isn't it?
No, his father, Kennedy, was a distributor of the Seagram's alcohol.
Joseph? And,
his father had that, or maybe the grandfather. I'm not sure, but I know that in the world of karma and the Tao, you know, if you cause damage to people, it's not just bad for you, but it kind of gets in your family too. And that's just what they say. They say it will curse the family name, you know.
I don't see any statue easily with angel wings of JFK, so I'm not sure where
you... I'll have to find that for you. I'll try to get that and send it to you. I think it was in The Biggest Secret. You talked about that. But anyway, yeah, I think he was in on it. I sure do. And, you know, he wanted to, I always go back to the Fed. He wanted to get rid of the Fed, and they'll kill you in a heartbeat. And, Abe Lincoln was the same way. You know, he did the greenbacks, and, he was trying to get back to printing the money.
No, it's good that you're bringing this up, because this is the kind of thing Matt Arendt talks about. Are you familiar with Matt Arendt?
No, but I mean, he probably, you know, the same information.
He's one of the only guys that talks about this today on a regular basis. And you really, you should really look this guy up. If you like history, you're really going to enjoy his talks. And go to Rumble, just type in Matt Arendt, MATTAEHRET. And I don't know why he won't do my show. I think he doesn't like my name, Fakeologist, but my goodness, he's on every single podcast that you can think of. He's on podcasts I never heard of. That's how many podcasts. So if you look at his videos, he gets, gets some views. I think he would do well if he came on my show, but he does so many shows, it's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah, but that's what Kennedy plan to do. Now look, there's a guy on YouTube, Michael Tellinger. He does the magnetron ruins in South Africa. It's the little stone circles that are all shaped different like snowflakes. If you go on YouTube and type in Michael Tellinger ancient technology or whatever, it'll come up and then you'll see him. And it looks like just a little pile of rocks on the ground in South Africa. And they thought they were.
Hi, it's Michael Tellinger talking to you from one of the spectacular stone circle ruins here in Mpumalanga, South Africa.
Is this the guy?
Interested in
that's him.
Uncovering the hidden history of humankind, the murky origins of our species, the ancient civilizations that have come and gone, and specifically the vanished civilizations in southern Africa, then this is a good channel for you to join, because I focus specifically on this part of the world.
It sounds like something Marcus would like.
My playground. And I travel the mountains. I explore the ancient ruins.
Is this Tartaria? Civilizations. No. One thing about this is this thing. We're not, there's no way you can know everything. There's just too much out there. So I appreciate getting new voices on, because everyone is in their own kind of research. You never know what else is out there.
Yeah, well, Michael talks, there's one particular YouTube video. He says that Donald Trump transferred the, he abolished the Fed, and but he did it, and nobody
look like
knows.
It.
No, but they say he did that. He transferred the power back to the government, but all you have to do is just do a Michael Tellinger, the Fed, and it'll probably come up, and then you'll get to listen to it. He says it happened secretly and nobody really knows, but he said there's certain things that you can read that show that that's what happened, and they're throwing a fit, you know, and they're doing everything they can.
And we need to discuss a critical subject here. A subject so vast and so big that it completely boggles the mind how this could have happened, taken place right under our noses, in full view of all global media, all the people, all the researchers of the world, all the financial institutions, the bankers, the accountants, the presidents, the leaders of the world.
139,000 views.
In global finance in the past 270 years.
This is 2 years ago.
The last few days, or the last 2 weeks of March 2020. Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, successfully took control of the Federal Reserve Bank of the USA. Now, if you're jumping up and down saying, oh, it's not possible, I've never heard of it, it wasn't reported on, you'd be quite right. It was not reported on. Why was it not reported on? Because the same people that own the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States own all the other news media, and they would certainly not go out there with a big fanfare and news to say, oh, the central bank of the United States has just been taken over or nationalized by Donald J. Trump. So very few scant articles made it that Donald Trump brought the Fed into the Treasury Department of the United States. And that's news that was put out. But it's much, much bigger than that. The biggest central bank on earth, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, is now out of the hands of the Rothschild family. It is in full control under Donald.
The only problem is Donald Trump brought in Operation Warp Speed, Kenny. He's injecting.
I know.
So we really can't say too many good things about Trump at this point, because that's the biggest that's the biggest thing he did wrong. What do you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
you're not happy about that, are you?
I told all the guys at thebigvirushoax.com that he was part of the game, and they wouldn't believe it, of course. But, you know, you don't get that far up there and get in that position without being allowed to be, I think.
Right.
And so, you know, like I said, the truth is out there. And you've got to gather up as much as you can, and then sort it, and then just hope that that you get a shot at it. But I think the truth is out there, Tim. I really do. I mean, the truth is the truth, and we've just got to try to figure out how to get to it somehow. But gosh, they do everything so underhanded now. It's really hard to find it.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next 6 months to a year in the United States? Are you hopeful about what's happening, or?
No, not so much these days, because, you know, when they started the vaccine program, I didn't know that half would go for it. But if it's true that it is the bioweapon, then half of the people is enough to ruin everything.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, it's enough, you know?
Did you ever think that, this would happen? That there'd be a vaccine?
Absolutely not. I tell everybody it's like living in a Scooby-Doo movie.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. And the hydrogel, if that ends up being true, then holy cow, it's like being in a Scooby-Doo movie. And but the masks never come off. It's just we're all a victim, you know? We're all a victim. I mean, all the deaths that have been caused already, it's just heartbreaking, very heartbreaking. You know, and I've always just spread joy. You know, I play music and entertain people, and
a lot of the artists are falling for it, aren't they?
Oh yeah, look, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild, and they voted to require mandates on movie sets without asking me and me having a vote. You know, unions are supposed to vote everybody. And that union did not do that. They voted to mandate those vaccines for every movie set that goes through SAG,
right,
the Screen Actors Guild. And so I've been out of work. And I've never had one Q-tip in my nose, not one, to this day. And I've almost everybody I know has had one. Have you had a Q-tip?
No, I've had no testing, nothing.
Okay.
Not a thing. Unfortunately, when my daughter was dying, she went to the hospital and they stuck it up her nose, but I couldn't even go with her because she's an adult, so that was the only,
you know,
she's the only one that got in my area.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't let them get any more.
No, I
listen
won't.
Listen to this. Here's a funny little quip. The Q-tips that they require are from China.
Right. Yeah.
How's that for fun?
No, it's not fun.
It's just ridiculous, you know. Oh, well, this came from over there, but anyway, let me test you. Well, where did that come from? Oh, well, it came from the same place. Give me a break.
Did your parents get the test up the nose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all sick one time years ago or a couple of years ago, whenever it was in here. I lose track of time, but they all got in the car and drove down and got tested, and they all tested negative. But in the meantime, they had the EO in their nose. You've heard about the EO.
Yeah, ethylene oxide, though. That's probably no good either.
Yeah. And then they debunk that on YouTube. They say that it's such a small amount that it's not, and by the time it goes in your nose, it's all evaporated and goes back. Reminds me of the caffeine, the decaf coffee, you know, that everybody drank that had the solvent in it, you know. And it's such a small amount. It won't hurt you. And then the pancreas gets blown out.
Right.
Yeah. So what about you? What, and you got any news on your end? I imagine you stay pretty busy, huh?
Well, I've been pretty busy here doing research at fakeologist.com/blog, just researching everything. I just finished reading the latest Miles Mathis story. Do you still follow Miles Mathis?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no,
oh my goodness, this guy's really good.
Well, let me write it down. I'm going to start writing some stuff down. I gotta keep up with you, man. I wasn't ready.
Well, go to fakeologist.com/blog. But in the meantime, he writes some fantastic stuff about Uvalde, okay. The Uvalde ice. Do you know what an integrated capstone event is?
No.
That's the Department of Homeland Security. They do drills all around the country, coinciding, and they including the shooting drills, school shootings, and
right, yeah,
they bring in a whole team and money, lots of it, and then they run these drills, and then they portray them as real.
Oh, yeah.
And not too many people, a lot of truthers fall for the false flag hoax, the false flag theory, which just reinforces the story, but they say the government's doing it. Well, the government is doing it, but I don't think they're killing people.
Yeah.
And Miles Mathis, MilesWMathis.com, he does understand all this, and he does write about this.
Okay.
So definitely worth reading his stuff. And he, in his latest article, he's saying how this whole deplatforming where all these truthers are getting thrown off different platforms, it's been happening for 20 years. But everyone is, as they come and try all these platforms, new people, they think it's the new, think it's something new, but it's been happening ever since people created platforms. And he said he was on Yahoo GeoCities and he was thrown off that platform back in 2006, 16 years ago. So I thought that was an interesting thing. I've said the same thing. He said, you don't need platforms. You just need a website. And as he says here, your ability to speak freely is your most valuable asset, and it should trump all other considerations. Unless you are in it to make money, in which case I have nothing to say to you. In that case, you're not a journalist, you're just a hack, and you may as well be working for the man directly. He will provide you a platform, you can be sure. He also talks about he doesn't trust InfoWars or Zero Hedge.
Yeah.
And, for instance, InfoWars has a big fake picture of the nuclear explosion, as you can see here. And, of course, we're also one of the few places, and I think Miles Mathis does too, saying that nuclear weapons are a hoax, just TNT, lots of it. But he's saying that InfoWars is promoting the nuclear hoax by putting these big scary pictures on its front page. So I agree with him on that too.
Yeah.
Okay. He says the bankers have owned post-revolution Russia. But Russia's not on the good side either. And he goes on and on about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says all these people are related to the elite, which he always tracks back to the the Jewish elite, that's what he calls them.
Yeah. Well, that's a tricky word.
It really is. And,
yeah, Jewish is just descended from Judah. And they want to try to group all of the 12 tribes into one big group, and they're not. And it, so...
Then he goes into deconstructing the... Uvalde, Texas shooting hoax, or ice capstone event.
Yeah.
And he said there's a story about the funeral home worker and moonlighting pastor named Gilbert Lamones, who is claiming to be one of the first shot at by Ramos, who is the supposed shooter. So he breaks this story down and even says the guy's wearing Phoenician lapel pins. Interesting. I don't even know what a Phoenician lapel pin is, but I guess it's this ribbon thingy.
Yeah.
And then he goes in and looks up his so-called temple or mosque or whatever it is, and it's just a abandoned storefront that he looked up from this year on Google Maps. So he said, wow, he sure set up his church fast. But really, just some basic digging just shows this whole thing is just a bad stunt.
Well, you saw what Alex went through with Sandy Hook. They've been suing him and suing him.
Well, that's, but, I mean, I think that's another stunt.
Yeah.
That's another stunt.
You can't say anything.
Alex is not. I don't think Alex is a good guy. I think he's on the dark side. Sorry to say.
That's okay. I mean, I still get information off there, and he does allow people to call in, and he says he doesn't screen. So I listen sometimes, and people talk about stuff. I don't know. Maybe they do screen. I know Rush Limbaugh screened. They would always say, what are you going to talk about? You
well,
know?
Of course they have to screen, but are they going to let you say what needs to be said? I think you probably know more than Alex, so I don't know if he'd let you on. Have you ever called him?
Oh, absolutely not. I would never call in there, and I would never take those supplements, ever.
Okay.
I don't trust him a bit.
Wow.
Not a bit. I wouldn't take any of it. But anyway, you listen and you glean out what you can, you know, and then you apply it to other stories that pop up. That's the way I've always done it. I figured I'll read it up. I read The Biggest Secret and then just kind of tucked it away in my mind. And then as time would go on, things would happen. Like he predicted the war with the Islam. He predicted it in the book. And then about a year later, boom, there it was. And so maybe Ike is too. You know, maybe he's like Alex. Maybe he's in that thing, you know. Who knows?
Now, you're in Louisiana. We don't hear much about Louisiana. What's your governor doing or saying about COVID? What's he been doing or she been doing? I don't even know who the governor of Louisiana is.
John Bell, B-E-L, Edwards. John Bell Edwards. And Bell, according to David Icke, is just a root word for Baal, B-A-A-L.
Okay.
And he was right in the lockdown, but he did. He locked us down hard, and he's Democrat. And so I guess he goes to all the big meetings, you know, CFR, whatever.
Okay.
And they plan that. They plan it. I think he's backed off and kept a lower profile since they lifted the mask mandates and all that. But we've got some Republicans that are kind of wishy-washy. This Cassidy just went for the red, what do they call them, the red laws for guns, something like that. And they're trying to disarm America. I mean, they did it to Australia. I mean, it's obvious what's next for us. They want to take everybody's guns away, you know?
Yeah, that's not what real Miles Mathis would say. Let me read what he said. It's a little different than what you're saying there. You just read about guns. What has he got to say? This is a little different take on that. Here. Sometimes you gotta read other people.
I try to.
Yeah. Guns. I'm pretty sure he wrote it up on here. Now we have two sides. Okay. Next we have two stories on red flag gun laws supposedly targeting conservatives or Republicans. But of course, these will never pass. Colbert already admitted these new events are only used to sell more guns, and she was right on that one. Second Amendment threats are only manufactured to make people think they should buy while they still can, since the usual suspects now own all the gun companies. Their profits have gone through the roof in the past 20 years, and Uvalde is just a repeat of 2012's Sandy Hook, which caused record gun sales and no gun grabbing. We have more proof of that next day as a lead story is that gun shops in Canada sold out the week after Trudeau announced he would be freezing sales. That is true. I have a friend who is into guns. He said it's true. The gun shops in Canada are sold out of handguns. So that's true. So this guy's just saying.
Okay, well, is that gonna be true next year? Because the answer would be no. Because there won't be any guns on the shelf to buy next year if it ends up being that happens that way. So they can buy them all out
But are they going to put more back on the shelf?
Yeah, that's true. I'm just
trying. Anyway, maybe it's not true that Australia had their guns picked up. But boy, they sure have been being locked down hard, and they've thrown people in these camps and stuff to the Cove camps. And I don't know. It's hard to say what happened in Australia, but I know the guys way out in the sticks or out in the deserts over there, they got theirs. They get to have one at least. I mean, you can't be on property, you know, a vast range of property and not have some protection from kangaroos or something like that. Who knows, you know? But I guess they did pick them all up. But, boy, they've been oppressing the hell out of the people, man.
Because here, Reds aren't the only one buying guns like they're going out of stock, you know. Dems are buying them, and women and blacks and Hispanics. And the truth is they aren't buying them mainly to use against each other. Some think they will soon have to hunt for food. Others think they will have to stop the government from taking their children or their homes or their gold or their savings. Others think they will have to defend themselves against gangs or pirates or marauders. As I say, that fear has been planted in them on purpose, expressly to get them to buy more guns. The governors are happy for you to buy guns, just like they are happy for you to watch porn or use drugs. All those things are cash cows for them. They want you as riddled with anxieties and vices as possible, because only in that way do you maximize your profitability for them. Only in that way do you minimize your resistance. Drugged and confused people are incapable of revolution or any other meaningful resistance. At worst, these people kill themselves or a couple of neighbors. They never kill anyone of import, since they lack the wherewithal to achieve it. So they don't care if you have 100 AR-15s. You only have two hands and no target, so you are no menace to them in that regard. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, sounds logical. I guess time will tell if that's going to be true or not. And that's the neat thing about it, is whenever somebody makes a prediction, which I kind of call that a prediction.
Yeah.
Then you get to check the work.
Most of them never come
true. Clock rolls. Yeah, well, the clock rolls around, and then things go a different way, maybe. That's happened a lot of times, you know, with lots of different things. I can't really think of any at the moment, but I know that, you know, they, all of these YouTubes where they predict, Y2K and the end of, all those people had to crawl under a rock when they got done with that.
Yeah, well, that was the biggest money. That was just a transfer of wealth into technology to get all the banks more synchronized with their computer systems. But
the people that posted the videos, they have to come up with a new name, and I guess it's easy enough to change your identity. So
let me finish reading this, because I thought this was also good. He says, you are more a real problem for them if you are a reader of mine and you come to understand how things really work. In that case, you can say no to all their schemes, which require your ignorance and complicity to come to fruition. All resistance starts with knowledge, which is why they have kept you in the dark about almost everything. About the only real and good news I found at InfoWars the next day, that being that Pfizer has now admitted in internal documents that it has no plans to ever manufacture Comirnaty, the vaccine approved by the FDA and Congress. The vaccine everyone has been getting all along was the emergency use BioNTech, meaning the approval was just bait and switch and a con, since no real vaccine was ever approved for anything.
Right.
It is also perfect proof of fraud by Pfizer, which should nullify their liability waiver. They are now open to lawsuits for vaccine damage, and I look forward to their bankruptcy. But that isn't enough. Bankruptcy isn't enough for those people. They should be tried in a special court, convicted of mass murder, and hang the whole lot of them. So, yeah, that whole Comirnaty was bait and switch. It was really something else.
Oh, I saw it when it went down. Because you couldn't go get the shot if you wanted to.
Yep. So they had it planned that way. It was just to make you... It was to make you not read by the headlines that Pfizer had a vaccine that's approved. So that just caused confusion.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people that wouldn't have took the shot went and got it. Man, oh, man.
What a scam, huh?
Absolutely. I saw it when it went down. I don't believe anything they do, hardly. You know, and this Omicron, and hey, if they've never isolated a virus, then how can there be a variant? And then how can they have a vaccine? Because they haven't even isolated the thing. And then the guys are getting on the news and saying, of course we have. Of course we've isolated it. And this one girl went to the guy's house and that had said that they had isolated it. And he could never come up with the paperwork. Where is the documentation? There is none. Man, whew. It's insane.
When I make a graphic for tonight's show, what picture can I put up that represents you, since I won't use your face?
I would say maybe just put I don't know. Let me think a second.
All right.
We're not in that big a hurry.
Well, I'm almost ready to wrap it up because I do about an hour.
Put the Titanic on there.
You want the Titanic?
Yeah, just go ahead and put the Titanic on there because it cracked in half. And that's kind of what's happening to our country. It's cracking in half. We got the people that took it and the people that didn't. That would be a good one.
You think the Titanic is a hoax too?
Well, I don't know about that, but they had the sister ship, and they say they switched the names, and I don't know. Anyway, I think it would be appropriate.
I got to find it cracked in half, but I think I found one here.
Well, man, I'm glad you called for sure. I got to talk about a few things. That Michael Tellinger stuff on those magnetrons down there in South Africa, that's really, you know, they took measurements inside those circles, and they're reading in the gigahertz. And there's this one called Adam's Calendar. You heard of Adam's Calendar?
No.
Okay, well, when they take the microwave detector in there, it just shoots right through the roof. And it goes, the microwave comes out of the earth, goes straight up. Whereas the other ones, it doesn't go straight up. It runs horizontal. But if you get into the Michael Tellinger videos about the stone circles in South Africa, they're clumped together in groups, and they create energy. And they were able to use that energy. And so all of them are shaped different. And the reason they're shaped different is because they were able to douse the energy coming out of the ground. It's magnetism is what it is. But all of those stone circles, not one of them is the same. They're all different, like snowflakes. And when you go, you can stand outside of the circle and you've got bars on your phone. When you go into the circle, and this is just a few feet, 10, 20 feet at the most, and you don't have any bars on your phone anymore. Then you go back out of the circle, and then the bars on your cell phone come back. And that's how he knew something was going on with him. And so it ends up being a huge energy machines. And you should watch that, Tim. You might be entertained by that.
All right. And let me just tell my listenership, if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you'll see the show schedule. You can actually grab this calendar, I think, and put it in your own calendar on top so you can keep track of the show. And we got all the shows here listed. If I don't do a show, I'll put no show. Tomorrow we have Tiago. Wednesday we got John Manley coming back. And he's going to have his son, who is a bit of a truther, play some stuff. I think he's going to set up a microphone. Actually, you should tune into that. His son is a bit of a musician. And he's going to play the piano, well, I think.
Well, you do your bulk email, and I get them. So just you're going to send it out anyway, right?
I will. But try and tune into that.
Okay.
And then Thursday, of course, is the Marcus Allen Super Show.
Oh, you've had some great guests.
So that's where we have Tiago and Frank. Come on.
I love listening to those guys, man. All of them.
Well, good.
They're all yeah, I listen to everybody so far that's been on there. I've really enjoyed listening to them.
Oh, great. So that's great. So tomorrow we'll have maybe take some calls about vaccine injury. You certainly have told your story. And
oh, man, it's a sad time, man. Very sad times.
Tiago has 7,000 people on his Facebook group. That's why maybe you should get back on Facebook and look at his group there.
Yeah, I can't give them anything that has any of my energy anymore.
Yeah, no,
they did it for me. And it's a shame. Like I said, it's the hub of the world, and lost a lot of old friends. And then some of those people have died, and I don't even know. Because you would always find out about deaths on Facebook.
A death book, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, kind of. It is kind of death book. I mean, they don't put faces on there very much, but boy, you can see everything else.
It's sad. Well, hopefully we'll get Brian on the call. If I get Brian on, we'll have to get you on at the same time. Maybe get Brian to talk.
Yeah, I would love to talk to Brian, but he owes me a phone call this time. I'm not going to call him.
No, I know. You can only call so much. He said he'd get a hold of me in the future, so hopefully we'll get Brian back.
Okay. I appreciate it. Definitely. It's fun talking.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Okay.
Thanks for joining. And we'll be in touch.
Okay. Keep up the good fight.
I'm trying. Thank you. And thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. If you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate. Send me an email. I'm at fakeologist.com. And we will talk next time, tomorrow. Tiago. And you want to leave a message, you can call the toll-free number or the toll number. You have to pay 810-666-1984. You can leave a message, you can leave a bumper. I'll play your message if you want to leave a message. I will play it back. And another good show. Thanks to Kenny. Kenny's a good guy. And he has been doing this a long time, and he likes music as well. A musician, so. Thanks to Kenny from Louisiana, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. Have a good night.